WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Lawmakers now just 4 days away from a government shutdown. Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries criticized Republicans for going on vacation, he says, and President Trump for canceling talks with Democratic leaders to try and work on sticking points on a stopgap measure, including changes to Medicaid.
Republicans want to shut down the government. They want to continue to inflict pain on the American people, and they want to continue to gut the health care of everyday Americans.
The president has vowed to furlough federal workers and issue permanent layoffs if a shutdown occurs. The UN Security Council today rejecting efforts to delay sanctions from being reimposed on Iran over its nuclear program and refusal to international oversight. Today marks 1 year since Hurricane Helene pushed inland, carving a destructive path across seven states with flooding and mudslides, killing in all 249 people. Forecasters now watching a developing storm in the Atlantic that could become a hurricane next week and target the Carolinas. This is ABC News.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Madison Vegan Fest is just around the corner on October 4th at the Lunny Lake Farm Park. Whether you're a dedicated vegan, vegetarian, or just someone who's curious about alternatives to animal products, Madison Vegan Fest is the perfect opportunity to explore plant-based foods and learn a bit more about why folks are making the switch. From fresh food to fun goods and informed speakers, spend your Saturday exploring this fan-favorite festival. WMDX Madison is proud to be a presenting sponsor of Vegan Fest 2025. See you there.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today, everyone who lives in the Dairy Drive encampment has to leave. The city is set to demolish the encampment after a years-long partnership with Madison Street Medicine, who operated the site. It was funded by federal pandemic money, which has since run out. Joey Russo is one of the residents who are now forced to leave.
Dairy Drive provides assistance for people like me that need some of this help. This is our home.
Staff and volunteers have been working to find alternative housing for the 29 people who lived there. There was a last-ditch effort to save it last week. It failed by just one vote. And earlier this week, we told you about a redevelopment proposal that would force beloved Middleton restaurant Imperial Garden to move. Now, another plan could force one of Madison's most romantic restaurants to move to make way for student apartments. Portobello has been in an almost hidden spot on North Francis Street for nearly 60 years. They serve Italian classics in a traditional environment. It's often been voted Madison's most romantic restaurant. The State Journal reports a company called Villas Student Housing.
The boys are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight. The Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. In the final weekend of the regular season, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. They've won 19 games in a row whenever he's pitched. Third baseman, Caleb Durbin.
There's something about just the way he looks, the way he composes himself, body language. It's easy to feed off of as far as playing defense behind him, but I think that's why he's so successful out there right now, is he's just competing like a bulldog, and it's easy to tell.
NFL, the Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, but Dallas will be without their top wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, out the next 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Xavier McKinney.
You know, he's a playmaker on the offense, and he's one of the, you know, the best players that they have on their team. So obviously, you know, him not being out there is going to have an effect. But I think they're still going to run a lot of, you know, what they usually run. And this is going to be a next man up type of mentality.
That's the Packers safety, Xavier McKinney, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 80s. And more sun on Sunday, highs to the upper 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. Currently it's 79.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real results that's going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
She's a broadcasting legend in Wisconsin, and we're lucky enough to have her here at Civic Media. We start our new segment. Jane Matinair joins us for Matinair Mondays. Next time, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
92.7 WMDX in Mad City. More lakes, more cheese, more fun.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks outside the box and hates cliches, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's Friday, folks. Friday is here. You made it. You're here with us at Nightlight. I'm going to help you get into the weekend. We got a great show tonight. Love our Friday shows. It's a bar band Friday night. Thank you, Conrad. However you're joining us, wherever you're joining us from, across the great state of Wisconsin or beyond, it's great to have you. Lots of fun planned on the show tonight. I've got a, at 6:35, a mystery guest will show up to give a very fast movie review of the new film, One Battle After Another, the new Paul Thomas Anderson, Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Benicio Del Toro, Regina King film that opened yesterday. This thing is crushing, 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, a great director, an outstanding cast, and it's a mystery thriller with a little bit of comedy. I will be checking it out this weekend, but someone beat me to it, and I will talk to them at 6:35 tonight about the film. So you'll get a quick little film review at 6:35, and then at 7:05, this is kind of fun too. We're going to talk about movies with one movie in particular that I've mentioned time and again on this show. I don't mean to talk about it a lot, but it comes up because some of my guests mentioned The Godfather of Green Bay. Catherine Lake, the producer of the morning show, John and Gordy at WMDX in Madison, will join me because it was her idea to have this great charity screening of the film at the brand new Atwood Music Hall. So we'll do that, and I'll give you details on where or when, I should say, at 7:05 when Catherine swings by. Catherine, I don't know if you know this, Conrad. Catherine was instrumental in getting Nightlight on the air.
Yeah.
So I have a soft spot in my heart for Catherine. I hope it's not. I hope it's that, not a blocked artery. But she's great. So Catherine will be here at 7:05. And then it is, as I mentioned, folks, a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr, our Wisconsin music expert, will be here at 7:35, as she is just about every Friday, bringing us great tunes from primarily local bands and great conversation. Always fun to talk to Terry. And is she out at a concert tonight? Do we know, or is she just
showing? She says she's doing something a little different tonight, or different direction, and she's going to tell us on air. So,
well, I don't should know if be I like fun. That curveball at the last minute. What if Terry just started singing and wanted to use this as an
I'm
outlet?
I'm sure it would be fantastic.
She does have a great voice. So there you go. Three fun guests. And I'm going to give you some information on a new film. We're going to talk about a fun screening in Madison of my film. All the proceeds will go to charity. And then Terry Barr at 7:35 in just a few minutes. I'm going to give you some information on our Text to Win contest, our Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win multi-state Text to Win contest. That's coming up in just a few minutes, too. We'll give the keyword in the second hour. But those of you not familiar with the contest, I'll give you some deets. Very easy to play, and your chances of winning are astronomical. Can I say that, Conrad?
I think so.
That's like better than winning the lottery. I mean, you have a shot with this.
Yeah, it's not.
You're not winning Mega Millions.
It's not one. Or it's like one out of like 267 billion your chances for the lottery.
For the lottery, yeah.
not for this.
Yeah, I've never won the lottery. It's kind of a ripoff.
I have, but it was like $2.
Well, that's
that counts as a win. Yeah,
I guess so. Got a great question of the night, folks, too. We'll go over that in just a minute. You know, I have to say, I sent you this article. How bad was that?
Okay, let's just say this. I was watching, I read the article and I was like, okay, I got to watch this video now. And then I watched the video and it made it worse. Maybe we should explain it.
Well, yeah, this influencer who eats, he kind of makes a point to eat gross food. But this is supposed to, it's canned herring. There's some kind of pickled herring from the Baltic Sea. And it's fermented Baltic herring, more technically. And it's considered a Swedish delicacy.
You know,
calling this guy a gastronaut.
It made my stomach like just tense up. I feel like.
It's horrible.
You got to watch the video to see how it looks. But there's this comment under his video. It says, they're supposed to be fillets, not a soupy mess of flesh and bone.
Right.
Your can was way expired. You can tell because of how bloated the can was.
And he had no idea.
And he said,
because it was supposed to be gross to begin with.
And he just said, you just ate rotten fish.
It was in a can for a long time. Fermented Baltic herring. It's a Swedish delicacy, but it's supposed to come out in more solid pieces. The guy's name is James Ellingsworth, and he has kind of like, I guess he has like 50,000 Instagram followers.
He has a bunch of Instagram followers, yeah.
He is a self-described gastronaut who ate this horrible food and said he had to take 3 showers and brush his teeth 3 times, but as it turns out, it was expired Baltic herring. And it was all just messy inside and gross,
fish,
and he ate it. I mean, you know, when you eat enough crappy food, your chances for having an experience like this go up. And apparently, according to where I read this, many foodies, it says, have placed Baltic herring, fermented Baltic herring, on the Mount Rushmore of horrible food, alongside stinky tofu in China. And here's one that's interesting. In an Icelandic delicacy compromise of the fermented flesh of a Greenland shark. Now, I've talked about the Greenland shark on this show before because I'm fascinated by the Greenland shark. It's a shark that can live up to 500 years, typically lives 300 to 400 years. So there are Greenland sharks swimming around that have been out there since before America was a country. And they go like a 1 mile an hour. They never stop moving. So you can imagine flesh from a Greenland shark is pretty gnarly, 400 years old.
Yeah.
So, but this, apparently, what James Ellingsworth ate, this Baltic herring, fermented Baltic herring, was even worse. And he said it smelled like if you poured liquid ass on a dead raccoon.
Yep. You know, if you want to see my reaction of canned tuna, that's it.
It can't be that bad.
I will. You know, almost vomit.
This guy is a roofing sales company manager who has a side hustle. He eats bad food.
Why not just eat good food?
I know. He's like the opposite of a foodie.
You know, he has this base now. Why not just be like, honestly, why don't we try some cool restaurants around my area?
Yeah, let's
switch it up.
Flip the switch. He's got this big pile of this fish, too. And he's putting it in a bun. It looks so, now that I know it's rotten, it looks so horrible.
What's worse is what the color that's in the can when he's opening it.
it
looks
so
like,
horrible.
It looks like, you know, when you eat Cocoa Pebbles and
the milk turns chocolate.
Brown.
Yeah.
That's not what it looks like.
That's not so bad though. Let's be honest.
But I mean, in a fish, can. I don't know if you want that.
That's what he said. They're supposed to be fillets, not a soupy mess of flesh and bone.
Ugh.
So maybe the can was 100 years old. I don't know. All right. Without further ado, folks, let's get to our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay. Question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What song is your favorite one-hit wonder? We're doing this on the heels of last night where I squared off against Ben Chan, Jeopardy champ Ben Chan. And, well, I'm trying to be humble about this, but I schooled him. The one he got, I gave him. I would have guessed Soft Cell. And Ben did admit, for all of his hundreds of thousands of dollars he won on Jeopardy, and look, the guy has, his IQ is triple mine. I'm not really staking a claim here, but he did say, this is my worst category. And so we happened to just get him in the right night. But it was so fun having Ben here. We took the quiz and I thought, you know what? Let's open that up to the public or the couch potatoes, so to speak, and find out what people's favorite one-hit wonders are. I have a couple, and they're sort of different. Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel. Love it. And a lot of people would argue maybe that's not a one-hit wonder because Jerry Rafferty was in the band. There you go. Great tune. From, I'm totally blanking on the Tarantino movie. Reservoir Dogs. And that's the song Michael Madsen sings into the guy's ear who he's just cut off. Very disturbing scene. But a great song. Totally fits in that movie. And it's one of those songs I can't turn off when it's on the radio. So I love that song. As I mentioned, Jerry Rafferty was in that band. And he had a couple hits after he left Steeler's Wheel. He had Right Down the Line, Baker Street, one of the all-time classic songs ever. So, but technically, Stuck in the Middle with You is a one-hit wonder. And I'm going to throw another one in there that's maybe a little unconventional. 99 Luft Balloons. I love that song. I love the woman who sang it. I remember the video from high school. And they never, I don't know if they ever had even close to another hit. Didn't even, never even got back to the plate. You got one, Con?
One, and a two, and a three.
Boom, 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 baby. Oh,
you played that last night.
How I'm adored. That sign on my car's window pane.
Great song.
You can just hear Homer in that throughout the whole
but
thing.
You're picking a one-hit wonder from a fictitious animated band.
It's good though.
Barbershop
no,
Quartet.
I did pull my favorite one, and it's because I played it I don't know how many times on Guitar Hero.
What is it?
Right here.
Oh yeah. It's only in your head you feel out. All right. We're being a little repetitive because that's the one neither Ben we couldn't get it.
Well,
and it's Jimmy Eats World.
Yes.
And a great tune.
It's a great tune. And that is my favorite just because, like I said, I played Guitar Hero as a kid.
Yeah.
And that was my favorite song to play.
Yeah. And it's a great, that's one of those songs too. You can't turn it off. And it's so funny because legendary bands have songs that are fine and they've had 20 hits. But sometimes these one hit wonders are just overall better songs, like pound for pound when it comes to a song. I like the song. I don't know if Kings of Leon would be considered one-hit wonders. The problem is, if you're a music aficionado, you can rattle off tons of songs. But Kings of Leon, I think it's Use Somebody, maybe, is the song. And that's a great one, too. It's like not even, they used to play it all the time. And I don't know if they had more hits.
Do you know the song Spirit in the Sky?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, so great it's song. Norman Greenbaum. Greenbaum? However you say it. Anyways, apparently he... Since he made that song, he just lives in a cabin on his royalties.
Did we talk about that recently? I kind of remember that. Yeah, that's pretty cool. But rarely you clean. I don't think you clean up that often because most of the money that comes in when you're just making your first deal, so I've read, goes to the producers of the studio or whatever. So the fact that he got himself a sweetheart deal is pretty cool. Hey, folks, our Go for the Gold, Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest is happening right now through October 3rd. It's fantastic. And all you have to do is have the app, text in the keyword, And you have a chance every day to win $200 cash or gold jewelry. And I did it again. October 4th, I'll get it right. $200 cash and gold jewelry. And you are also entered into the grand prize, which is two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. It's a home game at noon on the 23rd of November. We're giving you a gas card, all the stuff. More details to come throughout the show and the keyword after the news in hour number two. Folks, let me know, what is your favorite one-hit wonder? And I've got another really funny thing to tell you about Robert Redford when we come back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my
WMDX Madison. Come for the cheese. Stay because your car won't start.
Tired of that golf channel day and night? Maybe it's time to get out there. Coldwater Canyon Golf Course at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. A traditional front nine and a links-style back nine. Perfect for a family outing or a stay-and-play package. And Chula has new thrills like the futuristic Rainbow Rapids Water Park Edition and dual zipline racing. Plus Wisconsin's number one rated steakhouse. All on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Maine voters decide November 4th whether adding more ID and mail-in voting restrictions for most voters justifies preventing almost non-existent voter fraud. Question 1 tightens voter ID requirements and adds hurdles for mail-in voters, including the elderly and disabled, despite only 2 voter fraud convictions since 1982. About half of Maine's over 842,000 2024 voters used a mail-in ballot, and over 16,000 subscribed to an ongoing absentee voter list, according to the state's September 2025 figures. If approved, Question 1 would eliminate the absentee list and prohibit requesting an absentee application by phone. It also prohibits third parties from delivering absentee ballot applications, including family members, and limits drop boxes. Maine's population is the oldest in the U.S., with 21.8% of residents over 65. Question 1 also narrows Maine's voter ID options, eliminating student IDs, tribal IDs, and other currently acceptable documents, despite no evidence of abuse. At almost 75%, Maine consistently has one of the highest voter turnouts in the country, and the Heritage Foundation's own figures show just 2 convictions for voter fraud in over 40 years. We have the text of Question 1 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me, folks. Fun show tonight. Mystery film reviewer in just a few minutes talking about the film One Battle After Another, the new Paul Thomas Anderson film starring Leo DiCaprio, Regina King, Sean Penn, Benicio Del Toro, getting a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is pretty impressive. So all week we've been playing catch up on texts. I have to say, this couple I met out here, I've been doing the Nightlight window fun, taking pictures of people, posting them on Facebook. And this couple came by, and this guy was in one of those riding wheelchairs, and his wife, very nice couple. I got to talking to them. He was in radio like his whole adult life, and he worked at WLS in Chicago, a huge, giant radio station when I was a kid. And then out in San Francisco, his name was Joel Schwartz. He and his wife, Kathy. I took a nice picture of them, and it's on Facebook right now if you want to check it out. Lots of nice people in downtown Green Bay. Have you noticed that?
I mean, Wisconsin, we're known for being nice, aren't we?
We are. For every loud muffler in downtown Green Bay, there are very nice people. So I can't really complain. I saw this about Robert Redford. His favorite word was possible, and his least favorite word was whatever. That kind of reminded me of my dad, because my dad always hated, or probably still does, when people say whatever. It's like such a vague term. But Robert Redford was, I think, older than my dad is now, but it's maybe a generational thing. I thought that was kind of cool. We also, Conrad, we should get a true crime person on the show because Robert Redford's daughter, her husband was killed. It's like a famous true crime story when they were students at the University of Colorado Boulder. And this guy was shot, and this guy's been at large for like decades now. So it was, I was just reading about it today and I'm like, I don't want to do like a deep dive because I'm not a true crime expert, but it would be fun to, we should have a house true crime expert on retainer. We've got Kristen Lyerly as our Nightlight official gynecologist.
Well, you know, I believe that Todd Michaels has been doing some true crime stuff too, as well as the haunted stuff.
I know. I always think of Todd like the paranormal, but you're right. True crime, yeah. That might work too. All right, we've got to play catch up with some of the texts we have from last night where our question was the saddest song. What was the saddest song? And so let's read through some of these because I don't like to let texts go unread. It's just improper. And our question tonight, folks, is what is your favorite one-hit wonder song? Let us know. That is tonight's question. We'll get to those texts in just a moment after I clean up from last night. Jewel Smith, listening on WGBW last night, said Amazing Grace. That's interesting because that's a song that can definitely bring tears to your eyes, but I find it very uplifting, actually. But that's great. Thank you, Jewel. Mike from Madison in the 608 says, "Hi, hey guys, recently found the show. Not a potato yet, but maybe someday, fingers crossed. Bigger Than the Whole Sky by Taylor hits hard. Also, Old Blue by Willie will get you smooches." Thank you, Michael, from the 608. I think that text and the fact that I just read it automatically makes you a potato, a couch potato. So welcome aboard, my friend. Thank you for the text. Jack from Merrimack says, saddest song, certainly Diamonds and Rust should be on the list. Thank you, Jack. Eric from the 608 says, Dead Puppies by Ogden Edsel. You know that band?
I don't.
How about the song?
I don't like the name of that song.
It's a little morbid.
Yeah, I don't think I'll listen.
Either way, thanks, Eric. Thanks for listening. Todd from Oshkosh in the 920 says, Say Something by A Great Big World. Will you Google that? That's really bothering me because I read that earlier when I printed this, and that song is like, I can't remember it exactly. Monica from Mount Horeb in the 608 says, The Living Years. Yeah, boy, I'm surprised we didn't hear that more last night. Mike and the Mechanics, I think, was the band.
I think you'll know the song as soon as I say the lyrics.
All right.
Say Something, I'm Giving Up on You.
Say Something, I'm Giving Up on You. I still don't know.
Really? Okay. Well, you know, how would I play this song to go to the break?
Yeah, play it. Yeah. That sounds good. All right. We can cross that off the list. The Living Years, though, that's a really sad song about a guy singing about his dad. Ross from Crawford County, he's in the 608, says, Ozzy's Mama, I'm Coming Home. I don't know that song either. Thank you, Ross. Great stuff. Glad Ross is listening. Ross seems to binge Nightlight, and then he goes away for a while. Then he binges. There's no right way to listen, though, either way. Great to have you back, Ross. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids in the 608 says, My popcorn pick of the night, The Saddest Song, starring Isabella Rossellini. The Saddest Song. That must be the name of the song? Isabella Rossellini. I don't know that one.
Isn't she an actress?
Oh, she is. She's great. And I don't know.
I didn't know she made music.
He was making a popcorn pick of the night. Maybe the movie is called The Saddest Song, and I just haven't heard of it. Maybe he's having a little fun with us, like Tyler often does. Jewel Smith also says, Jewel's in the 920, The Winner Takes It All by ABBA. Yeah, that's a great song, too. Thank you, Jewel. Outstanding stuff. Thank you for your texts from last night. Let's turn and get a couple of these done tonight from social media. Spirit in the Sky, our pal Vince Moranto, who will be here next Thursday night making the popcorn pick of the week. This is the one you read, Con. I love that guy named Greenbaum has a friend named Jesus. Yeah, that's a great tune. Do we have that in our bumper music? We should add that.
Spirit in the Sky?
Yeah.
I have 11 seconds of it.
I guess we'll have to do it with 11. Just put it on a loop. Chris Anderson says, Too Shy by Kajagoogoo. Great tune. That was big when I was in high school. I love that song. And that is a definite one-hit wonder. Do we have a... I've got to get my mouse here. Whoa, these old responses are coming up. What is going on with this screen? Was this fixed? All right, we'll discuss this off the air because it's not really that interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, you are here on a great night. We have a mystery film reviewer coming up at 6:35 after the news. Catherine Lake is here at 7:05 to tell you about a Godfather of Green Bay screening happening in Madison in December. And we've got Terry Barr here for Barbie on Friday night. And all this on a night when we're talking about the Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold contest. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It was over my head. I know nothing at all.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We have an update to a story we covered a few weeks back. Two swimmers with disabilities are back on the swim team after public outcry. Asha Shukla is a senior at Madison West High School. She has Down syndrome and has spent the last 2 years on the swim team as an exhibition swimmer. Aurelia Bergstrom is a freshman at West. She also has disabilities and was looking forward to her first year as an exhibition swimmer, too. Family said the swim coach spent years creating an inclusive environment, but this year, before the season started, they were told the team had gotten too big and the two girls were cut. They were told they could earn their spots back by trying out with everybody else without accommodations for their disabilities. There was outcry from the athletes, classmates, and families. They spoke to the school board, asking for the school to reverse course, and it seems to have worked. Asha and Aurelia are back in the pool with their teammates. Meanwhile, it's Child Passenger Safety Week, and health officials want parents to ensure their kids are properly buckled in. According to federal data, more than 1,000 kids under age 15 died in 2023 in car accidents, and about two-thirds of them were unrestrained. Dr. Megan Yanni is a UW Health Kids pediatrician.
A child may stay rear-facing as long as they fit the height and weight requirements of their car seat. There's no need to rush to switch them forward to the next seat. At age 4 and 40 pounds, you may switch to a booster seat, but again, there's no rush. Your child should be in a booster seat in the back seat with the lap and shoulder belt until they are at least 4'9" or 57 inches.
Safe Kids South Central Wisconsin offers free car seat checks. They'll be doing them at 3 different locations in Middleton tomorrow. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As it turns out, getting suspended was great for business. Jimmy Kimmel Live experienced its highest ratings in the history of the show this past Tuesday night. Disney and ABC suspended Kimmel due to pressure from the Nexstar and Sinclair broadcasting companies, as well as the FCC. Kimmel draws 1.4 million viewers per night on average, but last Tuesday drew 6.3 million for an increase of 343%. And that is taking into account the fact that the aforementioned companies blacked him out in almost a quarter of the markets. Kimmel's suspension has seemed to have brought out support from people who don't typically get political, like morning hosts Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos, who make a point of keeping it lighthearted on their morning show. They went to bat for Kimmel, calling him a caring, decent human being, and added that the First Amendment must be protected. So there you go. When even the most milk-toasty, annoying couple is getting political, you know boundaries have been crossed. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 80s. And more sun on Sunday, highs to the upper 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. Currently it's 77.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Monday morning, we'll talk to UW Professor of Pediatrics Jim Conway.
And John and Gordy's Antifa Boutique will be shut down temporarily.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Hey, this is Lance Barber, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabbles.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabbles. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabbles. Actually has it a little better.
That's my favorite tag that we have.
Might not be too late to change the title of the show. Keep those texts coming, folks. I thought people would have fun with one-hit wonders.
Oh, yeah.
Our question of the night is, what is your favorite one-hit wonder song of all time? We touched on this last night with Jeopardy champ Ben Chan, and I thought we'd keep it going and open it up to all the couch potatoes. So there you go. Also, folks, coming up after the top of the hour, I'll give you information on the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, our Civic Media multi-state Text to Win contest with really outstanding prizes. Very easy to play. More details on that coming up before the news at the top of the hour, and the keyword coming after the top of the hour. So let us know your favorite song. Also, if you're in the Milwaukee area, check us out. Our new WAUK signal in downtown Milwaukee. It's 100.3 con, is it? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Go Panthers.
Go Panthers. It's a great, the signal is strong, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're in Milwaukee, look for us on WAUK FM from downtown. All right. So as promised, all right, this movie I've been talking about lately, I probably talked about it, at least I've probably anticipated this more than any film since Mission Impossible earlier this spring. This film is getting almost 100%. It's a 98%er on Rotten Tomatoes. It stars Sean Penn, Regina King, Benicio del Toro, and Leo DiCaprio. And it's directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, outstanding director of Boogie Nights fame and Magnolia, all kinds of great films. And this is crushing with critics. And it opens this week. One of the people I'm closest with in my life, who is also a film buff, saw the film last night, and it is my pleasure to welcome actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabba. Joe, how are you?
Hello. Hello. Happy to be here.
Are
I'm
you?
Good.
Okay. That sounded a little like me.
Did I not sound? No, I meant to sound more enthusiastic than that.
Well, I know you're in a car leaving Milwaukee, headed for Chicago. That sounds like a lot
Can
of fun.
Can you hear me okay?
You sound great.
Okay, perfect.
And I didn't want to like build you up too much. I know there's a little nepotism involved here with this review, but honestly, you were like the first person I knew that saw this movie. So last night we didn't even get to talk that much. So what you're saying here on the air to me will be my first true review of this film. And I'm excited because it's crushing with critics.
I'm actually the 100th person to see this movie nationwide.
Is that all?
I'm the 100th person.
How do you know that, Joe? You
give right,
me free Tupperware or something? Yeah. All right, let's step over the burning wreckage of that, that joke. Were you expecting me to give you some kind of a gift or something for being the 100th person?
I don't know. I was, I guess, expecting a laugh. But, you know, they can't all be winners.
You guys aren't drinking in the car, I hope, on your way
no,
to Chicago.
No.
Okay, good. All right. So tell me about the movie, Joe. This is like a highly anticipated film. A lot of people are saying it's Paul Thomas Anderson's best film ever. It's almost 3 hours. What did you think of it?
Everybody needs to drop what they're doing right now.
Oh, dear.
And go see One Battle After Another, because it's awesome.
Really?
It's so good. Yeah, it's awesome.
Conrad just left. Thanks a lot. So, all right. So, seriously, that's a heck of an endorsement. Why is it so great?
It's really good. I mean, it's one of those movies that starts and just doesn't stop once it starts.
Oh, I love that.
Great performances. This has to be one of my, if not my favorite Leonardo DiCaprio movie. He's such an interesting character that every time he's on screen, you're glued to him. There's some great supporting roles as well. It's also really funny. It was so much funnier than I thought it was going to be. You know, and I know his movies do have some humor in them, but this, I mean, there was multiple times in the theater where I laughed out loud.
It's really interesting because I saw that on Rotten Tomatoes when I was reading some of the reviews, and I recently on this show, I kind of said, I don't like action comedies. I think 99% of them are really stupid. The comedy's not great. The action's not great. It's just kind of very mediocre all the way around. But is this more of a comedy or is it more of a mystery?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say it's very like situational humor, like a sort of like a Coen Brothers movie. It's similar to Big Lebowski in that way, where it's not like, you'd call Big Lebowski a comedy, but it's more, the comedy's brought out through the characters rather than like gags.
Nice.
Okay. It's not like it's like a comedy with like gags and crazy set pieces. It's just funny. I don't know how else to describe it other than that.
So give us like a thumbnail or a very brief synopsis about the story without spoiling anything, if you can.
Yeah. So it's about a group. I believe it's kind of set in a distant future or like a parallel universe to ours, where there's like a fascist regime that's controlling the United States. And I was saying it's a different universe than ours, not ours currently. Wink, wink.
Different fascist universe. Yeah, sure.
So it follows a group of revolutionaries, and it's kind of split in two different time periods. So it follows this group of revolutionaries, and then once they've kind of lost, the regime goes after one of these revolutionaries' daughter. I won't say why. That's kind of part of the movie. But the daughter ends up getting kidnapped. And Leonardo DiCaprio kind of plays this bumbling ex-revolutionary, kind of higher-up member in the, quote, like the rebellion. And he has to go track down his daughter. And there's great supporting characters. The scope of the film is like, it's honestly like it rivals like Star Wars. Like it's a really rich universe, which I wasn't expecting. Like this, honestly, I can see this getting like graphic novel spinoffs or, you know, like a TV show because of all the world building they do. And I think that's part of the reason why it's 3 hours long.
So, all right. There have been movies. It seems like a lot of movies are longer these days. When I love a movie, I want it to be 3 hours. Like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it didn't bother me. Mission Impossibles can go long. I don't care. I sometimes don't want them to end when I'm watching a great movie. Would you put this in that category?
I definitely would. I would say, I guess at times it felt a little long, but I think there, like I said, there is a reason it's long. Is there some important setup that helps get you into the story that maybe drags a little bit, but it's totally worth it when you get into that initial, or when you get into that chase.
Okay.
And that nonstop action, once you get to that, it's totally worth it.
My guest is Joe Schwabe. Yes, there is a relation. He is calling us from the car, headed down to Chicago to see some friends, and took a few minutes out of his day here to talk about the new film, One Battle After Another, from Paul Thomas Anderson. So, Joe, how many stars out of five?
Man, I mean, this could easily be a 5 out of 5. I'd probably just give it a 4 out of 5 because I don't want there to be too much recency bias involved.
And you did say it dragged a little bit. Not dragged, but like you were like...
I don't know. I honestly don't think... That might not even be fair to say.
Okay.
A 3-hour movie feels long to me no matter what. So, but I mean, as far as 3-hour movies go, this is... the upper echelon of them. It's very good.
Who was go ahead, sorry.
No, please.
Who was the best? I mean, you got this top level, like A-plus list cast. There's a girl in the film who I've never heard of. This was like her first big role. I'll look her name up, but who gave the best performances?
I think it's Chase Infinity.
Yes.
Which, what a name. That's got to be one of the best names of all time.
You have to be an actor with that name.
You have to be something. You have to be an actor like a WWE wrestler.
All right.
She's great.
She steals the movie, is what I've heard, or her scenes at least.
She's definitely like the heart of the movie. I thought she was fantastic. Her performance, honestly, it's really good. And I loved her character. My favorite character, though, or my favorite performance has to be Leonardo DiCaprio. He's awesome in it. And runner-up, I would say, is Benicio Del Toro. He's hilarious in this movie.
Really? I love him in everything. Yeah. I like everybody in the cast I like. And I like Leonardo DiCaprio when he has great material is outstanding. What else was I going to ask you?
You also have Wood Harris in it. You know, I'm a big Harris guy.
From The Wire.
I'm a big Woodhead. Yeah.
And Remember the Titans. He was Julius in Remember the Titans.
Big Julius.
Yeah.
Big Julius. He's in Creed, Wire. Just a nice little Wood Harris cameo to help you out. Get you through the week.
He's a little Wood Harris to get you through the week. All right. So obviously it's a thumbs up. All the performances were great. I love it. Have you seen a lot of other Paul Thomas Anderson movies? Would you say this is his best that you've seen anyway?
Out of the ones I've seen, yes. This is my favorite.
What other films of his have you seen?
I've seen Boogie Nights. I've seen Magnolia, and I've seen Licorice Pizza. And I would say that I personally like this better than all of them.
Oh, that's great to know. I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah. I would go just for Wood Harris.
I know you're on a Dexter kick, thanks to me. I got through two of the shows. Where are you at? And tell people why you like Dexter if they're looking for something to binge watch and were late to the party like I was and like you are.
Oh, man. I love Dexter. I think it's an awesome show. Part of the reason why I love Dexter is it takes place in the early 2000s. So. Yeah. It's just nice living in a better world than we live in now.
Okay.
I have nostalgia for that time. I was growing up.
You've said that, and so, you also say it looks different. Like, there's a look for stuff that comes from that era. And why is it? What is
it? People just look happier.
Oh, the look of the people. I thought you meant, like, the film, but, you know.
Yeah, it's got a great look, too. I mean, it's a great setting in Miami. You can just kind of hop in that. And, you know, I mean, there is a serial killer killing people, so if you get past that, it's a nice time, you know, being in Miami. Enjoy. Another thing that's happened to me for Dexter is now that I'm watching Dexter, my social media algorithm has completely snatched onto it. So my entire feed is just all like Dexter, like thirst reels. So it'll be like it'll be like one of the killer characters, and it'll just be like music edited to them like dancing. And it's just insane, but it's my entire feed.
That's hilarious. Before I let you go, Joe, are you driving or is Will?
I have the microphone you sent me. I have that propped up on my lap. I'm driving with my legs and I have the phone kind of wedged up against my
shoulder.
You're
not serious. Stop it.
Just joking.
And I never sent you a microphone. You think I sent you a microphone to be on my radio show for 10 minutes?
Hey, it's a pretty advanced operation. That's what I hear. Conrad runs a tight ship.
Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
Favorite one-hit wonder song. I don't know. That's not great radio.
30 seconds
right now. But,
what does the fox say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know.
Oh yeah.
Oh, what does the fox say? Or Gundam Style?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's
songs.
Another one. Oh, whatever. Also, another thing.
Well, hurry up, Joe. We got to go. You got 10 minutes.
The B-sharps are not a one-hit wonder. They have other hits.
Oh, that's right. All right, we'll dig into that, too. Listen, have a great weekend, buddy. Be safe and drive carefully and tell your friends I said hello.
Thanks, Thanks.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
That's Joe Schwabo with his review of One Battle After Another. We are coming right back, folks, to read some of your texts. It's Pete Schwabo and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That it won't take long, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
My sweet Lord.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance, through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Michigan's Supreme Court will hear a challenge against the Line 5 pipeline, the same oil pipeline Canadian oil giant Enbridge is pushing to reroute across northern Wisconsin. Opponents argue the Michigan Public Service Commission broke state laws when it approved the company's plan to drill an oil tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac. A new report from the Alliance for the Great Lakes and Clean Wisconsin shows nitrate pollution is taking a toll in our state. Thousands of families are paying higher costs to access safe drinking water and facing serious health risks because of nitrate pollution from fertilizer and manure. In 2022, farmers likely applied 16 million pounds of excess fertilizer beyond what crops needed. Right now on the Defender podcast, what do data centers mean for our water, land, energy bills, and why is it so hard to find out? An in-depth conversation on the secrets of data centers. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now is the moment we've been waiting for. With new treatments emerging in the fight against Alzheimer's and all other dementia, now is the time for hope and for action. Held in over 600 communities nationwide, the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is the world's largest fundraiser for care, support, and research to fight the disease. So get out, get moving, and join WMDX at the Walk to End Alzheimer's on Sunday, October 5th at Warner Park in Madison. Join the movement at alz.org/walk.
Looking to strengthen the bond with your pup? Dane County Humane Society offers a variety of dog training classes led by certified trainers. Classes are designed to help you and your furry friend learn new skills, improve behavior, and deepen your connection. Whether your dog is a curious puppy, an independent teenager, or a lifelong learner, DCHS has the tools and expertise to help you set the stage for a successful year ahead. Visit giveshelter.org/dogtraining to register today.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just bob my head. Like I'm in Hadaway. With, what is it, Chris Kattan, Will Ferrell? I don't know, some songs just make you do things. It's Pete Schwabo and Nightlight. Welcome back, folks. I like those quick thumbnail reviews. That was my son, Joe, did that. But I've had a couple other people on doing that. That's a fun way to get, like, I think, listener interaction, yeah. Sharing information with other listeners, other couch potatoes, if you will.
You never give me 10 minutes to do a movie review.
You tell me what you watch almost every weekend, and I don't always approve MILF Manor.
I'm waiting for season 3 still.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got to be part of our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Civic Media's, what we've done is all right, this is so cool. All you need is the app to play, okay? And I think tonight what we're going to do is right after we come back, after the news, we'll give the keyword for the first time, but All you need is the Civic Media app to play. You text in the keyword after I give it to you, and you are enrolled to win. You have a potential, the chance, the shred of hope to win $200 cash and gold jewelry, and you're automatically enrolled. What's enrolled? It sounds like I'm giving people health insurance.
Are you going to college?
Yeah.
I was enrolled.
Do you need term life insurance?
Yeah. We'll talk later.
You'll be eligible, that's the word I was looking for two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. That is professional football. It is a Green Bay home game on November 23rd at noon. We will also throw in a gas card to get you to the game. It's a $1,550 value. It's incredible. And all you have to do is text in the keyword when I give it to you after the news into the second hour of tonight's show. It is our multi-state text-to-win contest, and the keyword is coming up. Now, when we text you back and give you the confirmation that we received your text, click on that link and sign up for Civic Media Today or our Civic Media newsletter, some of our social media outlets, and you have a heightened chance to win even more. You are even more likely to take home something very special. So do that, and you'll be off to the races. Good luck, everybody. Keyword coming up after the news at the start of Act Two. As is my pal Catherine Lake, who is the station manager of WMDX in Madison. She oversees the John and Gordy show, and those guys have been on this show. They're so much fun, and she's going to tell all of you how you can be part of a fun cause and see the Godfather of Green Bay coming up later this year as we get closer to the holidays. And then it is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35. Man, that first song she sent, I like them both, but the full song she sent, I'm not going to say who it is. I love that song, and I guess it's new. It's a new tune as well, so that'll be fun to talk to Catherine at 7:35. I got really lucky today when I got here. So most of the time, I park in the garage.
Yeah.
But if I want gelato and five extra minutes to savor the joy that is Rise and Grind gelato, I look for parking right next to the studio, and tonight I got totally lucky. Someone pulled out, and there was 53 minutes left on the meter.
Oh,
I scored a spot and saved two quarters.
Did you think about this? What if they're like, oh, I got to go to a gas station quick. They left and they came back and you're in the spot.
Hey, man, that's buyer beware.
Finders keepers, you know. Yes.
And they saw me waiting like a vulture with my turn signal on. Like I was hovering. Like if they would have said that.
You know, today I had to go to Quick Trip.
You had to go to Quick Trip?
I had to. Okay. I needed gas.
You were out of chicken sandwiches at home?
Well, you know, Quick Trip, they got some nice deals.
Okay.
Anyways, I've never been to the Quick Trip around, you know, 4 p.m. It is so packed in there that I could barely find a spot. Like,
people just getting out of work or
factories
probably.
I had to wait for like 5 minutes, 10 minutes to get a pump.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, I would never wait in line for that. I know you love Quick Trip. It's a fine establishment.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I would go somewhere in like that. No way.
Well, Quick Trip's pretty close to the studio. So
by the time you would have got somewhere else.
Probably would have been able to.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So, you know, just go to Quick Trip earlier is my advice.
They have the Quick Trip. The pumps are all taken out at the one by the Pine Tree Mall in Marinette. We have two of them. I don't want to brag. But the one by the mall has all the pumps gone, but people are still going in there for the cuisine.
Yeah. So there's a Quick Trip that's getting remodeled in Green Bay. I've never seen a more depressing Quick Trip inside.
Oh, no. Why is it old?
It had two coolers, you know, two fridges, and like two aisles, and there was no hot dishes or whatever you call it.
No, they had no casseroles?
No casseroles. But it was just like, I've never seen a Quick Trip like this.
Oh, that's funny. Let's get through some texts here if we can. We got Mark from Prairie du Sac. He's in the 608. He says, eating a rotten shark is just an excuse for drinking that liquor that they produce there.
Huh?
I don't know.
Does sharks produce liquor when they're dead?
I trust Mark.
I don't know.
Mark always has interesting texts, and he's kind of a, he always has, this is not the first bit of unique information he's shared with us. That's really interesting. Let's Google that, Con.
All right.
And when I say let's, I mean you, please. Edward from the 414 says, Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. Did he text that last night?
Yeah, I believe so.
Or somebody did. He said, I get knocked down, but I get up again. Plus, it's a drinking song. Awesome, Edward. Thank you, buddy. Joe from the 715 says, I'm going to say second week of Deer Camp by the Youpers. And my buddy Will says Closing Time. Well, that's Joe Schwava. That's great. Closing Time. I hate that song.
Yeah, that song sucks.
Time for you to go to the places you will be from. Just terrible. But, you know, thanks for playing, Will. John from the 608 says American Pie. Okay. I don't know if that's a one-hit wonder, though. Maybe it is. I'm not going to argue with John. John's a knowledgeable guy. John also says, seems like a one-off. I agree with that, but I want to say Don McLean has had other hits. But I don't know. You'd know better than me, John. Edward says, or I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred. Great one, Edward. Love it. John says, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Yeah. He says, cool classic. Still love it. Yeah, that's a song I have trouble turning on or turning off. From Don McLean. Great stuff. Keep those texts coming. What is your favorite one-hit wonder? After the news, when we start Act 2, I'm going to give you the keyword, folks. Catherine Lake will join us. We'll recap what you've missed. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The superintendent of Des Moines, Iowa Public Schools, Ian Andre Roberts, was detained by ICE agents. DHS officials say he is a criminal illegal alien from Guyana in possession of a loaded gun, had a history of weapons charges. Matt Smith, the interim school superintendent.
We stand firm with our community, many of whom are feeling sad, outraged, and helpless. We understand as we too are devastated by the news of his detainment.
Just outside of Chicago, federal agents firing pepper spray balls and tear gas at over 100 protesters near an immigration enforcement building in Broadview. And in New York City, outrage over a now viral video showing an ICE agent shoving a woman to the ground inside an ICE detention facility. Sources say that one of the two counts in the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey focuses on his alleged role in the sharing of information about an FBI investigation of Hillary Clinton. This is ABC News.